Well, welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with John Baylor, our musical director, and John, I want to hear a little bit about what motivates you to write a song.
I started, really when I was really young, I was coming up with songs, just as like a normal thing in life, like just as normal as like sitting in front of the TV or, you know, sitting down to eat or whatever. You know, I just always have like little melodies or little lyrical ideas just kind of running through my head, and I started writing some of them down when I was in elementary. And that's just how I get nostalgic, is I just pull out my folders and flip through, the songs I was writing in high school or in junior high or going back to elementary school. And that's like my my trip through childhood.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, that's a neat thing to do. Could you play another song for us?
If I must. This is called Give Me a Mountain. And this is kind of like a prideful sort of a song, I guess. I'm just as proud as anybody else, but I kind of keep it bottled up inside. And this is just sort of a unleashing. Give me a mountain and I'll bowl it over. Give me a river and I'll build a bridge. Give me the rain and the sleet from the sky. Give me the heavens and I'll fly. I don't need no road to tell me where I can and cannot go. I don't need no track to what's been done before. Don't need no school to tell me what I can and cannot know. And I don't need love, just might take it though. Give me a mountain and I'll bowl it over. Give me a river and I'll build a bridge. Give me the rain and the sleet from the sky. Give me the heavens and I'll fly. I am the bird that sails above the breaking of the day. I am the bull of never-ending strength. I am the ram that batters down the castles in my way. I am the dog that breaks a thousand chains. Give me a mountain and I'll bowl it over. Give me a river and I'll build a bridge. Give me the rain and the sleet from the sky. Give me the heavens and I'll fly. I'll take this hammer and shatter every lock in my domain. I'll take this axe, rend every door in twain. I'll take this spike, split open every link in every chain. I'll take this path, and I will take its pain. Give me a mountain and I'll bowl it over. Give me a river and I'll build a bridge. Give me the rain and the sleet from the sky. Give me the heavens and I'll fly. Give me the heavens and I'll fly. Give me the heavens and I'll fly.
Now that's a song that'll wake you up. That is great. And boy, that is some fancy picking you do. Now, is that called cross picking?
Yeah, it's a technique that comes kind of from George Scheffler and also Jesse McReynolds, which are two bluegrass players. And really, I haven't tried to like imitate what they do or like study real closely, but just I was aware of the technique and I'd tried it before, but didn't get anywhere with it. And my little brother showed me a video of George Scheffler playing, and just seeing it visually, like all of a sudden it just made sense. This I guess I'll try to describe it, even though that may not help very much. It's I pick down and then I pick down again and then I pick up, and it becomes like sort of like a banjo roll, but you do it with your pick.
Right. Well, it makes the guitar sound like an entire orchestra, doesn't it? It's amazing. It's really wonderful. And that song is a great kind of song too, because you've challenged yourself with a job of traveling around and trying to earn a living from your profession, and that's a pretty difficult thing to do for a songwriter.
When I'm not challenging myself, I get just awfully frustrated.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've always got to be looking for something that I haven't done yet or that I haven't done well yet. And I mean, even, you know, when I was a teacher, I think really there are a lot of things that I liked about teaching, but kind of the most thrilling thing to me really was just this recognition that you have. Like you get to the end of the semester and it's like, okay, I did some good things, but man, next time around I can do this and I can do this and it'll be so much better next time around. And that's, I don't know, just fuel for me.
When you were growing up in this family band, which instruments did you start out on? And
well, when I mentioned in elementary writing a lot of songs, I wasn't playing any instruments. And at one point, I got up the courage to ask my dad if he'd teach me how to play guitar. And he said, no. he said my hands weren't big enough. And he handed me a mandolin. And he said, try this out. And I did just a little bit. I learned how to play one song, and I was kind of interested in it. He said, I asked him how many songs you could play with those three chords. I didn't know anything about music, really. I mean, I just figured, like, well, these are the three chords, and somehow I thought every song you just have to have a whole new set of chords. And I asked, how many songs could you play with these three chords? And he said, there's no limit to the songs you can play with those three chords. And I do remember that, you know, very distinctly and just being fascinated by that idea. But it wasn't enough for me to say, okay, let's teach me some more. I guess I was still too timid about it, and it also wasn't the instrument I wanted to play. So when I was a junior in high school, I picked up the guitar with a lot of help from Dad. And just shortly after I graduated, I think, is when I started playing with the family band. So a year and a half or so after I started playing, I didn't do anything very impressive or really even good in general when I first started with them. But getting that experience early on when I was still pretty amateur on the guitar was pretty helpful.
But you pride yourself on your harmonies. We've talked about this before, and John's always working with me on harmony. And tell me a little bit about that. I mean, you must have picked that up from your family, right?
Yeah. This still relates to my family, although I'm going to mention my church. I grew up at Howard Miami Mennonite Church, and I think a big part of the reason why my family wound up there was because my dad really wanted to be a part of a church that was doing a cappella singing, and they don't do that anymore, but we still do in our family. And when we were, long time before I ever played any instruments, Dad was teaching us how to sing harmony, and when I was still probably in the middle of elementary school, he had all of us, four boys in my family, and all of us sing in harmony together. So that's definitely been a big part of my upbringing.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the shape note tradition, a lot of that was done without accompaniment, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. And that's something we've got into a little bit later, and that also would have been, I think, shortly after I got out of high school that my family started getting into that, which has been a little while ago. I don't know, 13 or close to 14 years ago. when our family started doing that. And that was just because we kind of we lost the a cappella tradition that we were a part of, I guess. So once again, my dad was eager to find some more of that that we could plug into.
Now, when you travel around to these various jobs that you do, you must have some stories from some of that travel, and you must have had something unique and interesting happen to you along the way. Can you think of anything that might have occurred a spur of the moment that or just something that you know, you had to deal with, like rising water?
Well, yeah, I do run into that, you know, or getting stopped by trains or, you know, whatever. There's all kinds of things that get in your way when you're trying to get somewhere. But most of what I play is programs at nursing homes and retirement homes, and I do a lot of other types of shows, playing with festivals, mostly with my family band, and a lot of bars with the other band, the Stampede String Band that I'm a part of. So I guess I'd just tell a nursing home retirement home story for you.
Okay.
I was set up to play somewhere. I'd come in. It was in the middle of winter, and I just made this comment about boy, my gear is really cold. My handle on my guitar case, and I'm carrying around a little amplifier. I said, man, this stuff is so cold. And I hadn't gone very far or anything. It just froze up in a hurry. So this stuff is so cold. And this one lady said, oh, yeah? I'll do you one better. All my stuff's 30 years old. And boy, I'll try to remember the rest of this. Boy, I can't remember. I kept on, you know, setting up and doing my program, and maybe before I'd even played any music, I made some other comment, and I can't remember exactly how this one played out, but I got another, I'll do you one better from the same lady. And like I say, I hadn't started. I thought, boy, this is going to be a rough show, because you can't say, please don't do that, because they're not going to remember that you've corrected them, so... But fortunately, once the music started, then she didn't have to one-up me anymore.
Well, John, could you share another song?
Yeah. Once upon a time, I was looking out for a sign. Love would come my way. All the while it poured down rain. I can still recall watching all those raindrops fall, aching over you, wondering if you love me too, wondering if you love me too, my dear. How can I explain? We began to change like the morning rays cleared away the haze, curtains pulled away like the lifting of the rain. I can't explain, I miss those times, and yet I'm glad they're far behind. I guess it was the only life I knew. But I like to keep my fingers crossed, hoping I could trade a glance with you, wondering if you love me too, wondering if you love me too. My, how time has flown. My, how you and I have grown since I ached for you. But each day my love is new. But each day my love is new, my dear.
Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. Well, John Baylor, it's been a pleasure to have you as our special guest today.
Thank you.
You'll come back sometime, won't you?
I'll come back every time.
Well, good. I sure do want to thank all of you coming out today. I want to especially thank Sid Schroyer, our announcer, and John Baylor, and Matthew Bergmoser, and Marsha Heinsberger. Also, Dan Schupert, Michelle Schricker, J.R. Berger, WVPE Public Radio, WTCA Plymouth, Judy Schroyer, Brent Chupp, Mike Kenny, Howard Gibbs, and Mark Wollever.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife. Just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. The river goes round. Around the bend, the river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. The river goes round, around the bend. A river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. It won't be long till the river goes round. It won't be long till the river goes round, round and round.
Thank you all very much.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon radio production.